This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. As we now find ourselves just beyond the halfway mark in our set of mural-themed variations, let's actually hit the pause button on the music and turn instead to a story from behind the paint. In our last episode, I took us out to Portland, Oregon for an interpretation of The Inheritance mural by Jeremy Nichols and Alex Chu. I was fortunate enough to connect with both of them on a virtual call for the details on their respective backgrounds and how they came to collaborate. Allow me to introduce you first to Jeremy Nichols.
I was originally born in Japan and moved to the United States as like a little tiny baby. And I grew up in Ohio, actually, Columbus, Ohio. I went to school in Ohio, Ohio State. I graduated with an arts degree there. And I moved to Portland in 2008. I've been a full-time muralist for the past like 7 or 8 years, maybe.
In that time, Jeremy's been actively involved on the Portland arts scene, and his work particularly caught the eye of his fellow muralist, Alex Chu, who's our second guest on today's Patchwork Suite episode.
I was a huge, huge fan of Jeremy's work for a while, so I just saw everything that he was doing, and it was the epitome of what I wanted to do with my art. So I actually reached out to him personally and told him that I wanted mentorship. And it was just, it's been a process. And I don't think that he ever like said yes to that, nor did I don't even think that that's something that he would label himself as, but he's definitely a mentor figure for me.
Alex was born in Anaheim in Southern California, grew up in Irvine, and went to school in San Diego.
So I spent most of my life in Southern California. My now wife, we met in school. And then after that, we got engaged after college and we're just figuring out different places that we could go to. We're into self-publishing and art making. Like I used to do independent comics. So we would do shows all along the West Coast. And there's actually a big comic book scene in Portland and in the Pacific Northwest. So we moved to Portland in 2012. And then have just kind of been here ever since.
So converged the paths of these two muralists. Alex and Jeremy's first collaboration was on a project through the Port of Portland, and from there it seemed like the shoe just fit, even as they approached creative design from their own unique vantage points.
There's a lot of back and forth. We have two different approaches and two different styles of painting, so at least in the design phase, you know, he'll have an idea, put them into a design, and then I'll tinker with it, or I'll make a design and send it to him and he tinkers with it, and we kind of do a back and forth until we're both kind of happy. And then yeah, when it comes to painting, we kind of split it up for the most part. You know, he would take on the figurative things and I'd take on the natural things.
Our sketch process is a very, very digital process, and I think that that's why we've become very compatible in our collaborations, is because, well, a lot of what I do is through Photoshop, and we both use iPads and things like that, but a lot of my work is more community-based. It has a lot to do with kind of documenting local history, so I usually go through archives, historic archives, or even like Facebook social media posts and get a lot of my imagery from there. And that way I'm able to incorporate what we see or what's a part of the organization that we're working for into the design. So it's kind of like I start with the photo collage, but technology is advanced enough where you can draw on top of that and like make changes and be really expressive with it. And we work really well in a digital medium. So it's allowed us to collaborate a lot easier.
As a refresher, the inheritance mural I spoke of in the previous episode featured a Pacific Northwest landscape where we see, in the foreground, we see a bowl of fruits and flowers and other wildlife as it's passed on from an elder to a youth. When the design phase of inheritance was all said and done, Jeremy and Alex set to work on what would become a 50 by 50 foot mural with just a standard letter size design for reference.
My wife has a hard time believing me, but we only had like an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with the image, and the image was probably even smaller than that. It was like maybe like 7 inches by 7 inches. And then we painted the whole mural with just that 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. So I'm actually amazed that we could even pull that off.
The first step in scaling the image was to establish a grid framework on the sketch.
As far as getting the image up there, on our sketch, we just put, I think it was a 2-foot or 4-foot grid across the whole image. And we paint, the 4-foot grid onto the wall, just measure it out, and then just label them all and just kind of translate it from the piece of paper to the wall.
When Jeremy mentions getting the mural up there, he means really up there. In fact, it's perched atop 11 stories, and as such, it required some special equipment.
Yeah, we had to rent swing stage scaffolding, which it's like, put in simple terms, like what they use for window washing on downtown buildings, which I thought was like the most fun thing in the world.
Across the course of the project, they hoisted up some 200 cans of spray paint, which accounted for 90% of the mural, according to Jeremy's estimate, and they supplemented that with regular house paint. All the while, onlookers from the building across the street were curiously checking in on the daily progress.
Apparently, everyone in that building was watching us every day, as we were painting it, and there were some employees that were taking pictures of it every day throughout the process of it. So at the very last day, we signed our names and they were able to Google our names. So as soon as we signed our names, we got emails with all these progress photos that we would never have been able to get pictures of ourselves. It's because they were watching us every day and they're like, oh, now we know who it is. We're gonna like send them these pictures. And those are still some of the best pictures that we have of the mural.
Alex and Jeremy had allotted a month to complete the mural, but progress being much swifter than anticipated, they found themselves applying the final clear coats after about 10 days. Those final coats offer a protective buffer from the elements.
There's two types of coating. One is UV coating, just to try to keep it from fading as much as possible, and then just to be able to clean it every once in a while. And then there's the anti-graffiti coating that we use in case it does get hit with graffiti. But again, that's just part of the nature of murals, is that like things come and go and things change.
I'll add in here a personal editorial that I find something so poetic about these themes, of change and preservation, portrayed through a medium that itself faces change and invites preservation. I'll leave you, though, with how the artists thought about the natural and cultural elements of inheritance.
All the plants and fruits, vegetables, and everything, they're native species to Oregon. So, it's reflecting our home and what we find here, our nature. And Alex, you want to take over with the actual inheritance part?
Basically, I think in the stage of life that I am in right now, so I had kids 10 years ago, so I have two daughters. A lot of my thoughts in their childhood was what I'm supposed to pass down to them, like in terms of like cultural legacy, but also just what they need to know in life. So that's been a big theme in my life. And also my parents are starting to get old. So it's that weird thing where it's like I'm bringing life into the world and then seeing life kind of change very drastically. So my parents are getting old, and then we kind of have to think about preserving their legacy as well. So a lot of my thoughts were about connecting the older generation with the younger generation. So part of it is kind of like this environmental stewardship because a lot of it is natural elements, but a lot of it is like thinking about passing what we're passing down to the next generation. So that's part of the mural that was important to me that I wanted to communicate.
Alex Chu and Jeremy Nichols, both muralists, see inheritance as a major highlight in their individual careers.
Every wall and space is its own, it has its own obstacles. So, you know, and weather and all that, all these things come into play. Like you're hanging up 100 feet in the sky on a little scaffolding thing, it's a little different. This one in particular was my personal favorite. And I had the most fun on for me.
Honestly, when we were done and I finished it, I was like, I don't even know what else I can do anymore. It's like if I retired now, if I never painted again, I could always show people that I did this crazy thing. So it's a big honor to know that we've created something that's symbolic for the city.
Thanks to our guests today for the behind the scenes on inheritance. And to learn more about it or view the mural progress photos, there are galleries up on Jeremy's and Alex's websites. Next time on the Patchwork Suite, we return to our musical variations on a theme by Madame Sidney Pratton. Revisit previous episodes of the Patchwork Suite anytime online at wgte.org or on the mobile WGTE app.